Good morning, Dr. Judy.
Good morning, EJ. Good morning, Nikki.
Morning.
We are, you know, just a week away from Christmas, and maybe this is that time where the stress is on high. You know, trying to, number one, go out shopping and find the right gifts for the right people and everything, but, you know, especially maybe your kids, too, and maybe this year there's not enough money to go around like there was in years previously, you know? How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, the first thing to know is that you're not alone. Almost everyone is dealing with the effects of the economy, and at this point, they're having to really make hard choices about the holidays. The other thing is that because of that, you know, frugal is in fashion. So I think really kind of embracing the whole idea that it's really okay to not be spending all this money, even though there are those in the government who want us to because it'll stimulate the economy, but not doing that is really okay, and making it okay, and not even just okay in your family and with your kids, but actually cool. And there are ways to do that.
Well, it seems like, you know, yesterday I did a little Christmas shopping, and I didn't really have a budget in mind for, you know, people or whatever, but I was kind of surprised at, you know, like, just say I said $30 for someone. You don't get a lot for $30 these days.
No.
Yeah, you may not get a lot for $30 these days, although there are a lot of stores that, again, are feeling the pinch and are starting to have those sales even before Christmas, you know, major sales even before Christmas. The other thing is you can go online and find coupons for almost anything. If you Google the name of a store and coupons, or the name of a product and coupons, you can find coupons for unbelievable amounts of different things.
And that's so true, because if you sign up, let's say, Borders Rewards or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I get a coupon every month.
Exactly.
Like 30% off, fine.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's real.
Cuts things out.
Yeah.
That you don't necessarily, and they have DVDs there and CDs. So instead of going to some other place, you can get your discount there. They have discounts for everything.
Right, and including the department stores.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you Google, you know, Macy's.com and coupon, you will get coupons, you know?
I mean, I think it's one thing for the adults, you know, if you feel like you can't really go all out, you know, go all out for the adults. It's, as a parent, do you feel guilty when you have to buy less for your kids?
Well,
and how do you explain that?
Well, I think really with kids, the idea is to make the real spirit of the holidays important again. So the idea of giving, not getting. So giving back of self is a really good way of doing that. So really working with your kids to understand that that's an essential part of the holiday spirit is to give of self. So that might mean volunteering, you know, at a shelter or a nursing home or something like that. And, you know, really understanding what it's like to do that and what it's like to be around people who really don't have anything. I remember last year my son went down and took our old, we had one of those pretend trees from a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so he took one of those down to the local Boys and Girls Club with a whole bunch of decorations that we no longer used, right? So he just took all those down to the Boys and Girls Club and then helped the kids down there decorate that tree, okay? Things like that. Taking with little kids, when my kids were little, what I would do was have them give a toy for a toy. So for everything that they got, they had to give something that they owned away. And then taking them with, you know, taking them personally down to a shelter for battered women and children and having them meet the kids that they were giving these toys to.
That's something I need to do now. If I buy myself something, I should get rid of something.
There you go.
Well,
and I think it's
plan.
A great lesson for all of us.
Yeah. It's really, but in all honesty, when a kid goes to school after Christmas and the kids are all talking about the new PlayStation they got and the new Wii and this, that, and you got nothing, how do parents deal with the guilt, and how do you deal with that as a kid? My gosh, you're embarrassed about little things like that. As an adult, you're like, whatever, I didn't get anything, big deal. But as a kid, that tears you up.
And it is hard, and it's something that kids have to deal with, you know, in life, is that there are always, you know, going to be somebody who has more than you do, okay, who gets more than you do, who has more than you do. That's life. And it's really, you know, in terms of guilt as a parent, I think really understanding that there's nothing to feel guilty for, and guilty is a self-induced emotion. It's not that your kids are making you feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really understanding that you're doing that to you. You're putting those expectations on yourself. And with your kids, really, again, helping them to understand that there's a whole lot more to the spirit of holiday and the spirit of you know, embracing what it's really all about. So that if their kids talk about this cool PlayStation they got, you go, their answer can be great. You know, what we did was we made these incredible items and do craft projects with their kids so that they can bring in some kind of really cool craft project and show their friends.
Cookies.
Bake cookies. Exactly. We used to do that. You'd bake cookies.
Yeah.
And then, you know, decorate them, put them in really cool little tins that you can get for 99 cents, right? Mm-hmm. And then give those out as gifts. Put a nice ribbon on it and give those out as gifts. And, you know, again, it's homemade. It's something from the heart. It's different, you know?
So we're all suffering from the economy this year. And, you know, things probably different this year for you if you're a parent and you got kids and you're trying to figure out, oh, man, how do I do that or do Christmas this year with less money and make it stretch a little bit further? What are you doing? And, you know, what's your plan? And, you know, what are you telling your kids this holiday season?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. You know, it's been a hard year for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm a mom going through a divorce with four kids.
Wow.
And my youngest still believes in a certain someone.
Yeah.
So my oldest children have said, do what I can and make sure we don't ruin it for him, since he's had it the hardest this year, losing, you know, the family.
Aww.
As a unity.
Right.
And they make things. And one of the things that they're doing is making, like, picture books. Of friends and family, they're going through their pictures, and they're putting together and making, like, little scrapbooks.
That's cute.
That's very cute.
I like that.
Great idea. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
So, and it comes from the heart. It's what the kids want to do, and they're, you know, I'm blessed with amazing kids.
And how old is the little one?
He's 8.
Aww, that's cute.
Yeah,
that's
I'm cute. Hoping to keep it for at least another year or two. He's had it the hardest.
Has he been a good boy?
Oh, he's been amazing.
Oh, good.
And it's really about the kids.
Yeah.
And for that 8-year-old, you know, one of the things you can do is have one of your older kids go with the 8-year-old to a store and give the 8-year-old a budget. Okay. Tell the 8-year-old that he's got whatever it is, $30 to spend, let's say, okay? And he's got $30 to spend, but have him go with, you know, with an older sibling and a pencil and paper and tell him that whatever he doesn't spend, he gets to keep, okay? And
yeah.
He can go through the store and write down everything that he thinks he wants and how much it costs, and then they add it up and he can start seeing exactly what costs what. It's a lesson at the same time, right?
Right.
There have been experiments where they've done this kind of stuff with kids, and they find that kids spend way less money when you do that, because the idea that they can keep a certain amount, they go in thinking, oh, God, I'm only going to spend $5. I'm going to keep $25, you know?
Yeah, that's really funny. I like that idea.
Cute.
That's a great idea.
It works really well. They also get to learn about choices, you know, that life is about choices. And
yes, it is.
That, you know, one of the things you have to think about is, what do I want this, and this, these three little small items, or do I want one bigger item? Now, which would I rather have? I call it rathering.
That's a cute term.
All right. That's great. Right. Thank you for your call.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Merry Christmas. So, you know, it sounds like, you know, of course, we're all going through this right now, the economy and all that, and we got far less money to spend. So, I mean, seems like we're coming up with some good ideas here, at least that. I like the cookies. Probably because
I like cookies.
Because I like eating cookies, yeah.
I brag about the weight I've gained during the holidays. It's the one time of year where I'm like, yeah.
All right, so if you're a parent, what are you doing this holiday season, you know, with your kids? What ideas have you come up with to, you know, keep the fun and the spirit of Christmas alive?
Well, I don't have kids, but my family this year decided to do a name draw. So we all got together and had dinner. And we all put our names in a basket, and we just drew each other's name. And whoever's name you get, you buy a gift for that one person. And then all the other people will buy gifts for whoever they drew. And so we all give one gift, and we get one gift.
Oh,
except
that's cool.
For the little kids. For the grandkids, we all, you know, for the little ones, we all buy. But for the adults, we each get one gift.
Wow, that's a good idea.
That works.
I really like that. Yeah, because it can rack up quickly. It really can.
It really can when you're trying to buy for 20 people.
Yeah.
You know, and instead you just buy for the one.
Yeah. No, it can get crazy. So I think that's a great idea. And even with the little kids, what you could do is, remember that little kids, you know, in essence, they don't know the difference between getting 5 presents and 20 presents in a way. You know, it's
exactly. Just they're just happy to open
a couple of presents. They don't.
Right.
You know, it's people can pool even there if there are limited resources. You know, this can be from, you know, all of your aunts, you know, from your 3 aunts and uncles kind of thing.
Yeah.
And again, maybe think of one larger gift or better gift that they could pool resources and give to the kid.
Right.
Yep. And I like the idea you said with taking them into the store, having them do a list. I've done that with some girls that I babysit. I'll give them, you know, each a certain amount of money, and they get to go and spend, you know, accordion. They have to add it up, and it really is a learning experience at the same time. So it's good.
I think I might do that with
them. Don't you find that the kids are kind of, you know, much more cautious with how they spend their money?
They have to decide, okay, do I want this more or this? Because sometimes they're just used to getting what they want.
Right.
And not having to think about, you know, mom and dad had to go to work 8 hours to make the money to pay for this thing.
Right.
So, you know, it's good for children.
I think I might use the list on adults, too. Some of my adult friends might need a little lesson in how much EJ makes.
Hey, my budget.
It's a great idea.
The budget for all the adults in my life was $5.
Wow.
That's right.
That's not a lot these days.
It is at some places like Walmart. It's good. You can find a whole slew of stuff for $5.
Yeah, Walmart, $5 goes a long way there.
Oh my gosh, you just seen all the stuff that they had at the superstore that they just opened. I went walking around and I went, oh, I could buy 20 people $5 gifts and they would get something really cool.
That's cool.
Yep.
All right, Kristen, thanks for the call. Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
So it sounds like there's a lot of good ideas, you know, to make it more manageable and less stressful. I mean, if you find yourself all stressed out about this, I mean, Dr. Judy, what's the first thing you should probably do?
Well, the first thing you need to do is go take a bubble bath or, you know, trade off giving a facial or a manicure or something with a friend, you know, and remind yourself that you know, you need to chill. And understand that this is self-induced pressure in a lot of ways.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay? You're doing this to you. And nobody's going to get angry with you because you didn't give them, you know, some fabulously expensive gift that they were, you know, hoping you would.
And
they might even be disappointed. It's possible they're disappointed. So what? Let them deal with it.
I don't really think, Dr. Judy, I want anyone to spend, like, a whole... If somebody bought me something really expensive, I'd ask them why they even got that. Like, why would you get me something so expensive? That's crazy.
Yeah, what are you doing? Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. What are you doing? It's almost the opposite. Because it starts, you know, amping up the stakes. You know what I mean?
So you shouldn't feel guilty if somebody buys you a $50 gift and you bought them a $10 gift. You shouldn't feel guilty about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
That's their choice.
Right.
They wanted to spend $50. That's their choice.
Let them knock their socks off.
Exactly.
All right, Dr. Judy, thank you so much. As always, your website is?
DrJudyBloom.com, and Judy's with an I, and Bloom is B-L-O-O-M.